Unit 9. Recording 2. Speaker 1.
People always ask me that, and it's a very difficult question to answer. One thing is that it's no good just sitting around waiting for an idea to come. If I'm stuck for an idea, I have to switch off and do something else for a while. Doing the washing up is quite good, doing something mundane that you don't have to think too hard about. So I like to invite lots of people round to dinner so that in the morning there are lots of plates to wash, and that gets me thinking. When you free the mind, it helps spark creative connections. So you're doing the washing up or having a shower and suddenly an idea might come to you. You actually have to take your mind off the writing, off the task in hand, and that's when you think of something creative. It's funny how our brains work. Sometimes I'll go out into the garden or go for a run to clear my head. When I get back to my desk, the ideas flow a lot more easily.
Speaker 2.
Inspiration? Oh, goodness. Inspiration is everywhere, I guess. I'm inspired by people, the people around me, by people who achieve great things or manage terrible hardships. The world around us is full of stories and people doing things differently. And when you work in advertising, you're always looking for something new, a new way of conveying your message. Nature. Nature is another great inspiration. Going somewhere beautiful is a really good way to get new ideas. Or doing an outdoor sport. Sometimes I'll go skiing or snowboarding, and there's something about it, the fresh air and the outdoors. Perhaps it's the sky and the mountains. I don't know. But while I'm there, I'll have lots of ideas for things I can do when I get back to work.
Speaker 3.
Books mainly, old recipe books, like Margaret Costa, a classic. I'll look through old recipes and then try to recreate the same idea, but with a modern, more contemporary twist. Yes, old tomes. LaRousse is another one, with plenty of ideas. Or sometimes I'll go to the Michelin guides, you know, the restaurants with stars. They have books, so I look there too. Unfortunately, I rarely eat out myself, so I don't get ideas that way, but books are a great inspiration. And there's something about having big, heavy books in the kitchen that have been with you a long time. They inherit your character a little and hold in them so many memories of enjoyable meals.
Speaker 4.
This is going to sound a bit odd, but something that has really inspired me in life has been the people who didn't believe in me. You know, I wasn't the cleverest kid in school. In fact, I left school as soon as I could. But at school, there was this one teacher who I'd never really got on with, and he told me that I would never get anywhere, that I would never achieve anything really worthwhile. And I remember thinking, through the loathing, that I would prove him wrong. I felt this huge sense of determination. And I've carried that with me, you know, at times when things aren't going well and I'm not sure if I could make a success of something. I'll think about that. And it really inspires me to put in that extra bit of effort to prove to myself that he was wrong. For an entrepreneur, that determination to succeed is really important.